today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
July new music, July new music, July new music, July new music.
Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs and July new music. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of my co-host, co-founder, good friend Jim Lanahan, I want to welcome everybody to some picks from July new music from our listeners. So I want to thank everyone who sent a pick. Always much, much appreciated. We'd like to begin traditionally with Stephen Routledge, the original new music listener. Steven's over there in Scotland, and he always starts us off with some great stuff. So let's get it kicked off for July new music. Here we go. The man, the myth, the legend, Stephen Routledge.
He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend, Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it. Man, myth, and the legend, known as Stephen Routledge, is about to serve.
Hi Jim and Patrick, faithful intern and Patrick's one true friend Shadow. Stephen Routledge here calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for July. Two very different songs this month. And first up is Unrelenting from the new EP Death Spell by German band Entropy. With those titles and band name, you could be forgiven for bracing for a brutal death metal assault. And whilst they are a heavy band, metal of any description, this is not. Described as heavy shoegaze, they make a delightfully intense brand of indie rock, not dissimilar to Beast-era Sugar. Melodic, intense and heavy, they illustrate a clear debt to Bob Mould, and given his standing in these parts, that will be recommendation enough for many. My second pick is a very different sound and aesthetic. The closing track from Arlo McKinley's new album, The Mess We're In, is a lament for his recently deceased mother, as is much of the album. Think Sailor's Guide to Earth period Sturgill Simpson, and you'll know what to expect with the expertly crafted and heartfelt country soul that builds to an emotional crescendo. No new ground being broken with either of these picks, but that doesn't always have to be the case. That'll do for me this month, and as ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
ears to the crying as we return to dirt.
Hi Jim, Patrick the Interns and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin, Ireland with my July new music picks. My first pick is Way to Say Goodbye by Aoife Nessa Francis from a forthcoming album called Predator. From what I've read, the genesis of this album is the first lockdown in 2020 where Aoife left Dublin and moved to rural County Clare. Way to Say Goodbye is a great song. It's got like a dreamy, kind of hazy feel to it, and a big part of that is the instrumentation, which is what drew me into the song originally. It's class. There's a whole lot going on in this recording, and it comes to a really, really satisfying crescendo. It's got me excited for this forthcoming album. Second pick is Voiceless Choir by Wormrot from their album Hiss. Wormrot are a Singaporean grindcore band. I'll be the first to admit that I'm not really a grindcore kind of person, but there's so much more to this album than that. So you do get 10-second songs and blast beats, but you also get punk, hardcore, thrash, death metal, all mixed in. It's a really, really interesting album, and one that I've spent a lot of time with this month, usually on the way to work. I don't know what this is about me, but I dig it in the morning. The song Voices Choir is the best example of all those different pieces coming together. It starts off fast and then slows down to a death metal section, get a bit of thrash, and even get some hardcore punk near the end of the song. The shame of this whole thing is that vocalist Arif quit the band prior to this album being released. But what a high note to go out on. Anyway, that's all from me. Hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are. I did good in the morning.